أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاف والقرآن المجيد. بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Ahuda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 16-part series, we will be reviewing chapter number 50, Surah Qaf. Part 4, verses 9 through to 11, Allah's blessings for humanity.
وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتا كذلك الخروج.
Verse 9. And we, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, send down from the sky blessed water, with which we cause to grow gardens and grain for the harvest. Verse 10. And tall date palm trees having fruit arranged in layers. Verse 11, as provision for the servants, and we revive with it a dead land. Thus is the resurrection, where the dead will be raised, then will come forth from their graves. Thinking points. The word translated into English as harvest, hasid, literally means something which has been reaped, such as the crops which a farmer grows. And the meaning of the word translated as tall or lofty, basiqat, means something which stands soaring. And the word layers, tal, refers to dates, that is the fruit which comes from the date palm tree, which have very recently ripened and turned into edible dates. And lastly, the word translated as arranged, nadid, means dense and cluttered. One of the best and most enjoyable states which a farmer finds oneself in is when the crops are harvested. So in these verses, to explain the physical resurrection which will take place one day, Allah Azza wa Jalla uses the example of the descent of rain and the growth of plants. The Quran then goes on to compare the day of resurrection to the time when a farmer plants one's crops in the beginning of the season of planting, and the arrival of the time when they are ready to be harvested. In this regard, there is a hadith narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him, regarding the portion of this verse which states, "And we have sent down from the sky," that the Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and his family, has said, "There is no water on earth except that it is mixed with water from the sky." In addition, there is a tradition from Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in which it has been narrated that when it would rain, he would take some of the rainwater and poured on his head and face, and then he would say, "This is a blessing from heaven, which no hand or vessel has ever touched." Takeaway messages. Number 1. When it rains, although it is through natural factors, but everything is by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. 2. Rain is a means of life, and it provides blessings for the earth. It facilitates the termination of pests, promotes plant growth, makes the air pleasant, and allows the springs of water to flow. And these are just some of the blessings which we derive from rain. 3. Among all the fruits which grow on earth, dates have a unique status. And the proof of this is that the date tree is mentioned separately in the Quran and is not grouped together with other types of fruit-bearing trees. 4. The emergence of agricultural products is wise and purposeful on the part of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is something which all creations benefit from, be the animal kingdom to humanity and everything in between. 5. A person's sustenance should be one of the reasons for an individual to recognize the requirement of one's servitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. 6. To be able to explain concepts that the intellect can understand, one needs to make use of the 5 senses. 7. Reflecting on the power of Allah Azza wa Jal makes it easier for a person to believe in the physical resurrection of the dead. To understand this more, we simply need to look at the words that Allah Azza wa Jal uses in this chapter. For example, He says, how we constructed it, banayna, how we adorned it, zayyanna, we spread it out, madadna, we set therein, alqayna, we caused to grow, ambatna, we send down, nazalna, we cause to grow, ambatna, and we revive with it, ahyayna. Point number 8. The actions of Allah Azza wa Jal must be understood correctly. He combines creation with wisdom, knowledge, and guidance. The tall height of the palm trees, as well as the beauty of its blossoms, are a symbol of divine creation and the art of Allah Azza wa Jal. The fact that the fruits provide us with our sustenance is a sign of divine wisdom. The fact that all the greenery and produce we benefit from comes from the dead earth, which is given a new lease on life every year, guides us to the fact that the divine guidance, knowledge, and power of Allah Azza wa Jal is active in all areas. And these help us to understand one of the most important points, which is His power to resurrect humanity. Join us in our next session where we will review verses 12 through to 14 under the theme of disbelieving nations of the past.